Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every Friday at this time, we are joined by Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Joe is brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Rod. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Probably a little better than Jameson Taillon is, and that was sad news earlier this week. I know we knew he was going to have surgery, knew hopefully it was going to be relatively minor, knew he was going to probably miss at least a couple months next season. Now it's turned into Tommy John surgery, and he's going to be out all of next year. Sad news for a very good kid, Joe.
Yeah, it is sad. I mean, that's a good way to put it because yeah, he is a good guy, and he's been through a lot in and out of a baseball sense, of course, with testicular cancer and discovering that early and beating that. And I can't imagine mentally what this is like for him too, because when pitchers have a second surgery, a lot of times they recover from a first one. There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, I think it's become almost as close to routine as you can. But the second one starts to make you doubt, you know, how much you can come back as a pitcher. You know, what kind of former self can you be? Some guys come back and they're as good as they've ever been, and some don't, and more don't than certainly after one surgery. So I'm sure that's on his mind, let alone not being able to contribute most of the year to this team. Seeing what's ended up happening with this team, especially pitching-wise, and then, of course, not being part of next year. So it's got to be tough for him. I know it's tough. I haven't seen him, obviously, post-surgery yet, but the other guys in the clubhouse, it's tough news for the Pirates right now, for sure.
Well, I saw Jameson posted something on social media saying, I'm going to fight my way back, you know, and, I mean, he's a very determined kid, and as you point out, he's been through it a lot, but you know, I think this is a setback really for the team, obviously for the kid, but for the team next year. Joe, I'm not sure looking, you know, what we've seen so far this year, what the rotation might look like next year. I've been disappointed in Trevor Williams, who I thought was as good as any pitcher in baseball the second half of last season. Archer's season hasn't been very good. Musgrove, I love, is want to and compete, but man, the results quite haven't been there. I think they were counting on having Taillon at some point next year.
Yeah, I think so too. And there's no replacing Jameson Taillon. Same thing on any team. When you lose an ace type pitcher, which I think a lot of us thought, I know I certainly did. It was a conservative estimate to say that he'd be an All Star this year and maybe even a Cy Young candidate. You know, at least getting votes this year. I really thought that. And you don't replace those guys. So that already takes a hit. You know, Williams dealing with that side injury. Sometimes when pitchers come back, you know, maybe they're not 100%. I don't know. With Williams, certainly the performance has been different following his return from the injury list than it was before, especially on the fastball. Guys just never hit his fastball before. Now they have. So maybe that has something to do with it, which gives you a little bit of hope for next season that maybe, you know, starting the year fresh and healthy, maybe that'll help him. Yeah, Musgrove, you know, some of these guys are young pitchers, but they did so well last year that you kind of come to expect them to do it again this year and next year. But we haven't seen it a lot this year. So that's something that, you know, you never really know. Expectations lead to resentments is what Clint Hurdle says. So, I mean, maybe next year they go into it with the lower expectations and then exceed them and delight us, I suppose. But they've got some arms, but anytime you lose your ace, anytime you lose one of the better pitchers around in baseball, you're going to be worse off, and that's where the Pirates at least stand right now.
You know, I find it unfortunate, the pitching. I mean, it's been bad for me, but there's a couple pieces in the lineup that are pretty impressive that I think you can build around. Obviously, Josh Bell looks like he's figured it out again after, you know, 6-7 weeks of a lot of misery for him. But his numbers, he still could end up with 40 home runs and 120 RBIs in a monster season. Reynolds still has a chance to win the batting title. I think Marte has had a real solid year. I like Kevin Newman. There's some pieces on offense you can build around, but to me it doesn't mean a lot unless you get better pitching somehow.
Sure, and I would wager to say, too, think about what we thought we were going to see from Newman this year. He's been what the Pirates said he was going to be. We didn't see it last year when he came up, but he said, you know, the Pirates have said this is kind of what we were going to get from him, and we've seen it. So that's good. I think Brian Reynolds has exceeded everybody's expectations, including the Pirates, including fans and ours, and probably even his own, which is great. So you know, just like we were talking about with the pitching, are they doing better than they'll do next year and in years in the future? Are they going to do this all the time or somewhat consistently? So that's what's interesting about all this. Maybe the pitchers are underperforming. Maybe the hitters will be doing this again. Maybe this starts a career norms for them. But that's the thing when you have a young team. You see inconsistency sometimes. So the pitching maybe has definitely taken a step back or two this year. But the offense looks like it took at least a half step forward, and some guys a full step or more. So that's what's so hard to figure out with young teams is you don't really know what you're going to get, and you roll it out there and you hope and you think about what you might know, but until we see it, we don't know. But it's been fun to watch. There's still a lot of fun things to watch this year, too.
What are you watching for, Joe, the rest of the way? There's 42 games left. 42 games to go.
Yeah, well, what we've talked about, the overall themes, you know, is Chris Archer improved, that kind of thing. That's one thing. I want to see him have two strong months to finish. And then, that uplifts me. That makes me think, okay, he can pitch like he did in Tampa Bay with the Pirates. But then also, you mentioned with Reynolds, if he wins a batting title, no National League rookie's ever done it. So, that's something that will captivate all of baseball once they wake up and see what's going on. I still think the national media has been sleeping on that. And obviously what you said with Bell, there's been two Pirates that ever hit 40 home runs in a season, Kiner and Stargell. That's it, ever. So if he hits 40 home runs, he joins that list. That's a huge deal. He's going to probably hit 100 RBIs tonight and then have six more weeks of the season left, to add to that and maybe even set the Pirates' all-time RBI record, which has stood for over 90 years. So there's a lot of things to look at like that. Overall, obviously, you always want the team to win, but I think there's a lot of fun things that we're going to be watching and having fun with and see what Marte can do, is like you mentioned as well.
Joe, appreciate the time as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday, okay?
All right, sounds great, Ron. Thanks a lot.
All right, Joe Block of the Pirates broadcast team. Yeah, Bell's numbers, you know, despite the fact that he had just a horrible 6 or 7 week period, he still drove in a few runs, but he didn't hit a home run from July 5th until last week. And then he hit 4 in 3 games, and now he's up to 31. 98 RBIs at the end of the year. This is going to be an absolute monster year for him. It probably wasn't as good as he was in May, and probably certainly wasn't as bad as he was in parts of June and July, but he has a chance to finish with an incredible year. All right, we got an Eric Hagman update coming. Eric is in the building. He's eager to get going and tell you what's going on in the sports world. We're also going to talk an interesting story to me from Rob Beertemple about turmoil in the Pirates clubhouse, which isn't the least bit surprising to me when a team struggles and loses much more than anybody expected. Of course, there's going to be turmoil, and Beertemple did a nice job detailing it. We'll talk to you, talk about that, tell you what he had to say next after a Hagman update here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.